So the Municipal Equality Index is a rating of cities across the country. This year we rated 506 cities from across the country. And we look at those cities and assess how inclusive their laws and policies are of LGBTQ people. And that includes a wide range of things, everything from whether or not there are non-discrimination laws in place to how what kinds of benefits the city provides to it, the city employees, to what kinds of city services there are, to leadership on matters of LGBT equality by the city council, and also law enforcement.
I know you looked at several cities in Colorado, so we're going to take a look at three of them right now, and two have scored quite well, one higher than the other, which is surprising. Denver scored at 82 and Boulder scored at 74. Could you talk a little bit about how those cities got those rankings?
Just to put everything in perspective, because I think sometimes people look at 0 to 100 rankings in the way they would a high school math test. And I think it's important to say our national average is 55 points. There isn't a failing grade. There isn't a passing grade. And so you have to kind of hold cities in their own context as you're looking at this. But yeah, Denver scored 82 points. Colorado overall scored 64 points on average, which is better than the national average. And Denver was the highest of that group with 82 points. And, you know, Denver has done a lot of things, I think, that are important when it comes to LGBT equality. So Denver has, in addition to the statewide non-discrimination law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, they also have a municipal ordinance that does that. They don't get double points for having it in two places, but I do think it's worth mentioning that it's important. They also offer transgender inclusive health benefits to city employees, which is critically important. And this is an area of growth that we have measured on the MEI for 5 years. And the first year that we did the MEI, we only had five cities that were offering transgender inclusive health care benefits to city employees. This year, that number was 86 cities offering that health care. That health care is critically important. And that's one of the things that Denver did that does set it apart. It also has a Human Rights Commission, which is terrific. It reported its hate crimes to the FBI, which is absolutely critical. And in general, it's been outspoken on matters of equality. So that's what, those are some of the things that caused Denver to have a relatively higher score.
So then if we take a look at Boulder, which has always thought of itself as a very progressive city, as you said, we have to look at each city in context, you know, in its own right, but it did score a little bit lower. Tell us about Boulder's ranking.
Boulder scored 74 points, which is absolutely a respectable score. It's not off the charts, but it's respectable. And, you know, they did some of the same things that Denver did. They also have a municipal non-discrimination ordinance, although, as I pointed out, that doesn't give you double points, but it is worth noting. They also have policies to make sure that their city employees can't be discriminated against on their basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity. They also have a Human Rights Commission. They also reported their hate crimes. Their leadership numbers were a little bit lower just because there hasn't been as much happening in the last couple years with city leadership speaking out on matters of equality. But in general, there are definitely things that Boulder can do that, that they have not yet done. And one thing that I would flag, you know, as compared to Denver, they don't have those transgender inclusive health benefits. And that's definitely something that we would highly recommend they do.
Well, as you said, overall, Colorado scored higher than the national average. There were, though, a couple of cities that scored lower, Littleton being one, and I believe Colorado Springs being another. But let's talk about Aurora, because that scored at 59, which is just a little bit above the national average. What's going on in Aurora? Because that is much lower down than Denver and Boulder.
Yeah, so in Aurora, you're right. So they scored 59 points, so that is definitely lower. You know, they do have the statewide non-discrimination law, which is holding them up. Having good state laws actually provides a floor for cities on the MEI. So cities that are rated on the MEI that are located in states that have good inclusive state laws that are inclusive of sexual orientation and gender identity, they have sort of a floor so that they can't do worse than a certain point. And unfortunately, Aurora is kind of bouncing around down not too far from the floor. So they have the benefit of solid state law. They don't have a lot to speak of in terms of their employment policies and their benefits for LGBT employees of the city. They do also report their hate crimes, which is critically important. They did not get any points at all for leadership on matters of equality. I mean, that was just not something we were able to find that they had taken really any action about. And, you know, some of the other cities were able to pick up a few points when we were looking at city services, and Aurora wasn't able to pick up any points there. Other than their Human Rights Commission, they really didn't have a lot going on in terms of making sure that city services were actively including the needs of LGBTQ people.
Well, this Municipal Equality Index really shows that even within the one metro area, the one state, and this is the one, as I said, metro area, you can have cities with very different policies and provisions for the LGBTQ community. And so it really shows that there's such a patchwork of policies out there. So you have the statewide policies, which, you know, influence all of the municipalities within a state. Then you have federal policies, of course, but then each municipality has its own, you know, differentiating policies. So what does that mean for the LGBTQ community? Because if you're living in Aurora, just a few miles away, you could be living in Denver. It sounds like you would have quite different protections in each city, depending on where you are.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And unfortunately, it's far too true for far too many LGBTQ Americans whose you know, basic civil rights are not guaranteed to them in many parts of the country. Now, of course, in Colorado, because of the state law, as you said, you know, people are protected from discrimination under state law, which is really important. But I also think it's important to say that each of these cities, you know, they're acting in a way that reflects the values of their community. And many of the cities that we look at on this index talk a lot about how important it is that the world see that particular city as a place that's inclusive and welcoming, and that they go out of their way, not only because it's the right thing to do, but also because they want to make sure that the wider community understands that this is a place that is welcoming and inclusive for LGBTQ people. And so I really do recommend for any city that is interested in learning more about how they can become more inclusive, the full scorecards for each of the cities that we rated are available online. And I do really recommend that cities that are interested look at the scorecard as a to-do list. And any place where they have a zero, they can say to themselves, that's an area that we can improve. And you know, as I said, it's a reflection of a city's values. The laws and policies that they have are a reflection of city's values. And further, you know, it also benefits them from a reputation standpoint because, you know, as you said, when people have the option to be living in one place that has really excellent laws and policies for LGBTQ people and another place that does not have those, you may really see people choosing to vote with their feet and going to a place where they are they're more accepted and valued and included. So I definitely recommend that it's not only the right thing to do, but it can have really positive economic benefits as well.